with some somebody watching something.
Who yeah, what the fuck is that in the background?
It ain't me.
It ain't me.
Oh no, that was me.
See, the proper response would have been like, "It ain't me either." I don't know what them people over
there. Sound like Jeopardy to me.
That's gonna be 100% correct.
Damn. They are
the old
white lady.
Oh, fuck you.
I'd be like, yeah, I was definitely come on. I know it's almost close to my bedside.
Oh, wow.
Right? Like, damn, 36?
Wow, bro. How you feeling, man? And that's what I was about to say.
36. Oh, yeah, no, I'm grooving. I'm all right, man. I had a procedure yesterday. Got another one tomorrow. Then I'll be good for until the end of the month. Then they do the big surgery. So, still just, you know, stirring around this bullshit. You know, grooving.
I get it.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Yeah, this ain't not really going to change until, like, after Thanksgiving. Hopefully, I'll be able to. Hopefully, by that, because that's when they do the big surgery. So, hopefully, by like Christmas time, I'll be good enough to travel so I can go home to Texas and then get the rest of the therapy at home in my crib. So, to be enough up here in New York, trying to get back home quick.
Hell yeah, it's cold as shit up that joint.
Hell yeah, man. The shit was nice. And then yesterday, I walked outside, the shit was cold as shit. Like, dark as hell too, man. As soon as daylight savings started, bro, 4 o'clock, that shit got dark as hell out here.
Listen, bro, my ass, man, I'm telling you, my God, I went up to New York. I went to upstate New York this weekend, actually twice. And that joint, when I tell you, I got out of the car, I was like, why the hell? But then for them, it was warm. So everybody had the window down. For me, I'm like, it's cold as shit. The hell is going on? For them, it's like, it was a hot day. What the hell? It's a heat wave. Fuck you, man.
Right?
It's cold as shit.
Right?
It's like 50
around the shoe.
Yeah, it's like
short shirts and short t-shirts.
Yeah! I think I even seen somebody cooking out shit. Like, man, that's what I'm saying. We're going to be barbecuing right now. I had to put the heat on for real, and then that's funny because when I came down the little highway or whatever, no sooner I hit Pennsylvania, I think that's the first time in my entire existence in Pennsylvania that I was happy to get back. It like bumped up like 10 degrees, like 15 degrees. I was like, right? I was like, thank you for the small things, Lord. And like praying and stuff. Jesus, thank you. I might burn their tongues a little bit. I don't know. It was raining. It was still warm. I was like, this is delightful.
Right.
I thought I was in like North Carolina, South Carolina somewhere for a minute. I was like, this is great. I think I even actually almost uttered the words, I left my state. I'm like, oh my God, something wrong with me. Let me hurry up. And now
back to life, back to reality.
Because it's cold now. It's going to snow
tomorrow.
It's going to snow tomorrow, watch. Guaranteed.
I believe it, man. It's freezing out here.
Yeah, Pennsylvania weather is weird. It's weird to say the least. One day it'd be like,
That's, I know it'd be getting cold up there real quick, too, man.
Real fast. I'm sure. I'm surprised you didn't just ask the people to just put you in an ambulance and do all that shit on the way back down to Texas, bro, because it'd be cold.
Right? Right?
They be yelling at you like, we're pulling up again. All right, just keep going. It don't matter.
Right? Right? Taking the same amount of time, man. Jeez. I was made it down here already.
Grab me a number three with a large drink, please.
Light ice. Right. That's all I know. People down in the South when they be saying the light ice. Them niggas be ODing on the ice down there.
Listen, listen.
Trying to give you no juice. Yeah,
that should be pissing me off. I be telling them don't put no ice in my soda. They be like, you don't never get ice. I'm like, what the hell? Was they cooking the food on the grill? I mean, what the hell? I don't need no ice.
My ex-girl, she was like, I was like, damn, girl. Like, if I was in Raleigh, I was like, damn, girl. Like, why the hell is this so much ice? She was like, nah, you gotta ask him for light ice. And then she was like, if you just want a little bit of ice, you gotta ask him for no ice. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? No ice? They're gonna put a little ice in my drink? Like,
That's the customer service now.
Yeah.
You ask for no ice, you put like 2 cubes in there. You'd be like, but I said none at all. See, no ice.
Yeah, that'd be like light ice. You get a half cup of ice. I'm like, all right, like what?
that's a conversation within itself. That's a whole goddamn podcast.
For real.
We need to send Darnell's cooking ass on the road, tell him how to do things. Tell him third they ask for no ice. I can see him now smacking people cups out of their hands.
He said, no ice.
No ice. What the fuck, dog?
Be on some anger management shit. I said over there.
Being cast in the pants.
You know what I'm saying? Throw the whole drink. He said over there.
I wish y'all could see the dumb shit that I'm watching right now.
What would you be watching, sir?
I'm watching this dog zoom back and forth in this sunroom, jumping off the sofa into the door.
It's that time of night.
No, the zoomies are no. It's 2 a.m. Don't you start.
Oh, they do it all the time.
No, she doesn't.
What the hell are you doing?
She just smoked. She went outside and smoked crack.
Mm. Oh, so you got a pipe dog? That's what you got.
It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Your dog over there like, just one more hit, baby.
She got one more hit, her heart's gonna
sprinkle crack over.
Just sprinkle crack over. Don't eat my fucking charger, you ass mongrel. Back up, bitch.
Nah, that's not it.
Why are you on my heating pad? No, don't sit on Denny.
Well, the dog, we're in Pennsylvania. Why the dog wouldn't want to eat it? Hell, you're not going to use it? Hell.
Well, I'm charging the laptop with it right now. Kind of need my charger. I do have a backup.
That's true.
But.
And I got to sit on the heater to get some heat. It is freezing up in this
shit. He said sit on the heater.
Yeah, but this shit is crazy.
Man, don't do that, man. That's another surgery, brother.
He's actually in the heater.
Burns on his butt.
Patient, yeah, man. A hot patient in the hospital. I'm sitting on the window heater, literally, trying to stay warm. Got me with a sheet, no blanket, and a pillowcase.
Yeah,
sounds like prison. That doesn't sound like a hospital. That sounds like prison, and like the in Russia.
Dude, when you say prison, I'm telling you, this shit is like jail, man. This is the number one hospital in New York. This shit is straight jail condition.
You got the upper bunk or the lower bunk? What you got? What's your commissary number, homie?
I got the tub. I got the tub. I got the plastic tub. But they put the... They just threw the mattress on the floor.
Damn. Okay, wow.
That's the third spot. That's the third spot in the two-man bunk room.
Damn.
And she's throwing that thing on the floor.
you got three sheets, no blankets.
Right. I said, can't like get a blanket. She gets an extra pillowcase.
and then
one sock.
Then, like, make it work.
No, she really did.
A pillowcase and one sock.
She just had a little pillowcase. I said, can I get a blanket? Pillowcase. Oh, okay. Times are hard, huh? Just like that, huh?
Yeah, the struggle's real, bro. That blanket shortage.
He's on straight low, bro. Straight 68. Cool
68
degrees in here.
Fucking
chilly as fuck.
He said a cool
68. So, like, 62.
The real feel is like 55, you know what I mean? Like, they got the gun going. This is the crazy shit. They got fucking the heat going, but they got the air conditioning blowing out. the ceiling fan, they got the air conditioning.
It's like they're trying to level it out for you. We're leveling it out, sir. You know, it's different. Mm-hmm. You don't know about this.
They do it so they can say we got just enough heat pumping in there that it's humane conditions. I can see my breath in here. I should see that. It should just cold.
You're gonna be the only dude with a sweatshirt on your Thursday. That shit gonna be crazy.
Oh my. So what are we talking about?
I was gonna ask you once again how it's going, but I see how it's going. They're trying to freeze you out.
Yeah, this shit is crazy. I swear to God, I haven't spent this much time in the hospital since last time I was at this hospital. This is like 2 years ago. They had me here for like a year, though.
A year?
Yeah, son. They did like 35 surgeries on my arm. Shit was fucking crazy. They were like, yeah, we got it. They were like, yo, only one surgery, you'll be fine. Next thing I know, they're like, yeah, you got an infection in your arm. You got to chase that shit down. I was here for like a year and a half. Day I got home, tripped over his dog gate, broke the same arm. They had to do more surgery on it. So I was here for like a good, maybe like 20 months, man.
Hey, Slim, you like the bionic man up this bitch. I'm just
crazy shit. Yeah.
You don't have no parts that belong to you. You're a titanium.
Right?
You're a titanium dude.
I'm gonna be that dude in what's it called? The repo man. Can come back, try to repossess the mortgage.
Yeah.
<don't know> But yeah, you gotta get like it's overdue, my dude. Like you have to make that payment.
Yeah, that's true. I can sit down and just sit you down and be like, sir, we just need to go ahead and take this back from him right now.
Well, is to our record, you owe about $25,000 for this nigga we put in like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't on way away though, right?
They got your ass on Clarin and shit.
Right? And I'm like, that payment process started now, huh?
You got to put five grand a month.
Oh hell yeah. You get that black man break.
Yeah, oh my God. Put your little something up right quick.
80% interest.
Man, you like the SSI poster boy, for real. They be like, here you go.
Right.
We know you ain't working and shit. Here you go, pal.
Yep.
Like, here you go, man. Here go a couple dollars.
It's crazy because I fucking get like the SSI shit. And they try to tell me, they were like, yo, so since you've been at the hospital for so long, it counts as your house, so we need you like $20 for a month. I'm like, yo, you might as well not even send a check at that point, bro. Like, check, man.
I'm surprised they didn't hit you with this since you've been at the hospital so long. You must work there. You're lying to us.
Yeah, they were like, so we count this as your living domain. I was like, who lives at the hospital, bro? Like, this isn't like a Motel 6. I can't just like stay. It's not like I've got a weekly rate going here, bro. Like, I got a fucking medical problem. Why would I not need money? Wouldn't you think you would give me more money? Like, because I'm in the fucking hospital? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you must not need to pay rent this month. Like, he's in the hospital. Like, what about my house? I gotta pay rent on that shit. Like, nah, you got. Don't worry, landlord. I'm in the hospital this month, so you don't even need rent. Like, you good?
Yeah, that shit sounds
good. Like, okay, I'm good, right? You find all your shit outside. You come back next month.
Come home and shit. You go over one of your partner's houses. You like that? That TV look real familiar. This dude ain't pay his rent and shit.
I got it. Your boy invites you over to his house. You show up at your house.
Hey man, they repossessed my car, bro. Come scoop you up right now. They come scoop you up in your car. Put the last bit that you played in the bitch the whole night.
That joint look real familiar.
That scratch right there look like my car. I remember that. That was crazy. I know, man. That is wild, man. These cars, they all the same. You know how I do, man. They all
right.
Right. Play it off.
Nah, I just, you know, I even though, man, just for the good price, you know, the deal,
because
I checked out the police officer, you know, like, came with the boot on the right wheel, so, you know, I didn't even think he was using it, you know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You left me the keys, I figured you gonna let me
right? Dude said the title was good and everything, so I thought,
this shit crazy, bro. God, dog, man.
But damn, you still trying to go to White Castle, though?
No, man, get my car back, man. I got this shit. Official.
Yo, have they put a White Castle in Pennsylvania yet? That's what I want to know, man.
Man, listen.
That's crazy, man.
I've only had white. I don't think I've ever had white cats.
Stop it.
Nah, I mean, I'm not from up here. White cats. I'm not even. That's not even a thing.
Ooh.
You
need
that 30
sack cheeseburgers, man. You need them
30
sliders. You need that
sack
attack,
bro. Yeah, my fat ass
would
eat all
30,
looking crazy.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, nah. You definitely need to start sipping on something, man. You get a crazy case for each, bro. Everybody get little pine ass burgers, man. Little fucking rat nipple burgers.
Oh, wow.
Ram those shit down, man. I don't know if they got, Actually, I don't even know if White Roses or Cristal. That's a down south thing, isn't it?
What, Cristal?
Yeah.
The alcohol?
No, not the alcohol. It's
Crystal.
Crystal, yeah.
That's down south. It's very similar.
That's similar to the White Castle, I think, though, right? That's a down south place, though, right,
Crystal? Yeah, that's down south.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, man, shit. I mean, I've never seen one of those over in Raleigh. I've been down in Raleigh 5 years. I mean, I didn't even hear of the Crystal.
Down there, they have
a Bogo game.
Down in North Carolina, I think their big one is the Cookout.
The Cookout.
Okay, yeah.
I love Cookout.
That's my spot. That's my spot.
That's the Charboil one, right?
That's just like anything Southern. But like a fast food style Cookout joint. That place is. That's anytime I go down south, that's the first place I go.
Yeah, I got Bojangles as my Johns, though.
Bojangles is off the hook. But, I mean, Cookout, I was raised on Cookout.
Cookout is bomb, though, for, like...
I mean, that's in Salisbury, like...
I mean, the Cookout, I like Cookout because, first of all, out of all this economy stuff going on, their prices still ain't changed, and they put food still bomb. They don't be faking bacon when you get a sandwich or none of that stuff. It'd be like that. They throw, like, a whole slab on the joint. You'd be like this, yes!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the joint be hot, and it'd be like, all right, it'd be bomb. I'd be dogging Cookout. $20, you can get, like, you can feed a family of five.
Oh, bro, for real.
Family of five. I'm like, man, shit.
For real.
I mean, every time I go down,
it's not even a pizza pie no more. You know what I mean? Like,
no, it's not. Yeah, I go down to homecoming, with the exception of this homecoming. Every time I go to homecoming, everybody be like, I'm going to go eat here, I'll be right in Cookout line. Long-ass line. Spend like $10 for the whole weekend down there from Thursday to Sunday. I spent $40, and I ate food every damn day. Yeah. And that's $40 total.
Yep.
Cookout bomb. But then it's funny because up north, they don't really have, like, a lot of those different spots that they have down south. And
Like, it's different too because of nothing. Nah, because I mean, it's different from Dairy Queen, even different, like, from the south to the north. Like, You know, like, up here, it's like, whatever. Like, Dairy Queen down south is raw. Like,
it's the truth.
That burger's gonna, that meal, that's gonna feed two people, bro. You know what I mean? Ain't no joke.
No, that shit's the truth. It's like a real restaurant, though. That's the thing.
It'd be killing me. Yeah. It's like, what do you own a joint? What the fuck?
Put some right? Food on there. Right?
Crazy. Usually they be measuring it out. It'd be like crazy, man. Man, food down south, but it may just make me feel fat just thinking about it.
It really do, man. And everybody just be like, oh, nah, you sure you got enough food? And I'm like, yo, for real? Yeah. Like, I only gave you like $4, bro. Like, eight people, bro. Like, what the fuck is going on, man? I thought we was in a food shortage. So it's like, yeah, you right. Like, I'll give you 20 piece for $3. Like,
oh, you know who else got bomb food down that joint? Zach's Piece.
Oh, I was going to say Zaxby's.
That's another spot. I don't
care. So I got the Raleigh. Forget Chick-fil-A and nothing. They ain't got nothing. Zaxby's is this, bro.
Chick-fil-A ain't got nothing on Zaxby's, bro.
Nope.
Chick-fil-A is good. Everybody named my beloved Chick-fil-A, but
right.
Zaxby's? Hey, man, you saying something to Zaxby's, bro.
Yup.
Zaxby's don't play at all. Man, it's true. I'm so fat. I like it.
That salad, because I've gone in on the Chick-fil-A salad, but there's something about that Zaxby's salad, bro. That shit is
Zaxby's
bomb. That's huge, bro.
When I see that little sign off the highway, bro,
stop
I don't care how far I'm going, where I'm going, and everybody be like, man, how you eat and drive, man? Cause, man, I get that sandwich, bro, and I be like this. Man, it's something to be said about when you bite into a chicken sandwich and like one of the pieces fall off and that shit look like you had like two sandwiches. It's something to be said about that, man. It's something to be said about that. You bite the joints, you be like, damn, did the sandwich do I? And you still eating chicken, but it's something like the size. You like, what the hell? Like, did I do something wrong? I don't understand.
As hell, and then you realize you still got half a fucking chicken fillet.
Yeah. Nice and crispy, seasoned well, all that good stuff. And people be faking like, man, you don't understand. And people, everybody want to yell out all these different places up north. You be sitting there like, you know what? That southern food, bruh.
Yeah, right.
They hand it to you with a smile. Like, they be happy. Like, eat, go. Enjoy your food, sir. And you be like this. What? Huh? What happened? I mean, hell, truth be told, even somewhere as crazy as McDonald's, you going that one? They nice as hell in there, too.
Hell yeah. They serve your food with a smile. They just like, oh shit, you had an extra shit. You put an extra shit in the bag. Like,
yeah. Oh, they don't be playing. They
ignored it.
Yeah.
I ordered two sausages with McGriddles. He giving me six every morning. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, I don't even worry about it. Ain't nobody going nowhere.
You be trying to give it back. Like me, I'm all polite. I'm like, you sure you don't want this back? They be like, no. We can't take it back anyway.
I'll tell you this. Don't ever let the fast food place tell you to pull up and wait for your food. And you not getting no free food after that, bro. That's crazy shit. They be like, yeah, just pull up for a second real quick, man. You'd be like, all right. 3 minutes later, they come back with half a menu. Thanks for waiting, bro. Like, damn, bro. Like, I got a 30 piece. Like, damn, I ordered a 2-piece meal, man. Like, yeah, just for waiting, bro. I'm like, damn.
Not at this joint. You're going to get your food, but it's going to be extra cold. You wait it, and it's cold. And you just, like, pull off. Like, I hate you.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Hey, just pull around the corner," and they forget about you.
They'd
be like, "You're gonna have to go through the drive-through again, sir. We don't know what you're talking about."
Exactly. You'd be mad. What the hell, man? This is crazy. But that's how they do you, though. Down they south, do. I like that though. They be hospitality for real.
It really like, is. The further south you go.
The better
it gets, you know what I mean? It is bigger and bigger. Like, when I'm down here in Texas, I'm telling you, I can't. There's no such thing as going out to eat and fucking finishing a meal. You just can't, bro. Like, the portions are fucking retarded, man.
Yeah.
$8 plates, fucking breakfast, grits, fucking shrimp, bacon, pancakes, and all. Just like, damn, they like, how to go to sleep after this? Yeah. Doing the work, right?
I agree. Breakfast. Those people down there be nicer. Then they be standing there, they'll stand there like they take your order, then stand there and still wrap to you for a few.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be inviting them to sit down. Like, I would if I could. Nice as hell. They just really nice people, man. And I'm talking about Texas. I was in Texas. I ate like at like a steakhouse. And that drink was just like amazing. The lady was like, well, it's not happy hour, but let me go back there and see what I can do. Let me help you out. I'm like, what the hell?
This is an amazing yeah, conversation.
Let me go help you out, sugar. You'd be like, shit, what? I just came off the street. You don't know me from Atlanta.
Exactly.